Thank you for listening to this message from Valley Bible Fellowship. It is our sincere prayer that you're richly blessed through the ministry of the Word. For more information about VBF, visit our website at vbf.org.
Praise the Lord. Awesome job, guys. Awesome job. Thank you, gentlemen.
Praise the Lord, man.
How's everybody looking good, everybody? You guys ready for, 2023, right? Am I right? The new year? New year. Let's just pray. Father God, God, thank you for the worship team. They always help us and they always help us to prepare our heart to hear you, God. So we thank you and we pray you bless this message and everybody here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, I pray that your week's been going amazing. I heard some sad news on the news today. Some of you guys might have heard it. It was the Ellen Show. Her used to be DJ, MC, 40-year-old, committed suicide. And it really, what that does to me now as a believer, when I wasn't a believer and I heard that, I really didn't register. But it did register because I'm a believer. And it tells me we have a lot of work to do as believers. And it broke my heart because it brings back times when myself and maybe some of you have felt like that, and it's just going around. A lot of people are struggling mentally, even believers. So I just pray that when you leave here today, that you leave here encouraged, knowing you're not alone, even when you might feel it. You might feel like you are so alone. Jesus really is there for you. And hopefully you have somebody in your life that you can reach out to and hold you accountable and that can be there for you. So that really touched. And so if we see here in 1 John, if you've been coming faithfully on Wednesday nights or watching online, we've been going through 1 John. And it's like always still the same subjects that John is talking about. Consistently reminding us still, sin, right? Love, right? And abiding in Christ. It's like it keeps going back and forth. It's going back and forth. It's like if somebody came in here every Sunday and the only thing they preached on is love until we got a hold of loving people, right? It's like he never stops. He never stops teaching us. So that tells us something. It's very important, right? I was driving with my, I can call him my son-in-law now, right? My son-in-law up to the outlets 2 days ago. And I was driving, and I just felt led to tell him this. I go, Devin, I'm telling you, I would not be doing what I'm doing if God wasn't real. Some of you wouldn't be sitting here. You'd be at home relaxing, right? If I knew that I knew 100% God is real, I would not be doing what I do for the Lord. I promise you I could find something else to do if it wasn't real. But let me tell somebody here today, he is real. He can do something great in your life if you want him to. And he can use you so mightily right where you're at. So that's enough for me to show up and say, you know what, God is real. 2023 is coming up, and I always encourage people. It's okay to set goals. It's okay to write things on a piece of paper and say, God, here's a goal. Here's something I believe you might have put in my heart, Lord, right? Help me. Because let me tell you, if you believe, I don't know if all you believe in this Bible, but if you believe in this Bible, God has a plan for your life. If you believe in this Bible, God has a purpose for your life. But you got to believe in it. That's the key. But you have to believe in God does. And so I pray. Here's what I want you to put on your top of your notes. If you have these, what it could be physical, it could be spiritual, who knows? But I want you to put right one thing down. Help me to be consistent. There it is. It'll change your life. I promise you, you want your life to change, but be consistent. God, consistent in what? Consistent in coming to church. Consistent of reading my Bible. God, consistent of my having prayer life with you. God, being consistent in giving. God, being consistent spiritually, physically, mentally, and all. Just being consistent, just showing up. And I promise you, if you can be consistent, Especially with this, you're not going to come and say, well, Pastor Al, I tried this and everything's still a mess. No, absolutely not. The Bible teaches different. If you submit and you connect to God, regardless what valley you could be in right now, God will do something great in your life. Give God some praise because he will do that for you. Amen. All right. So we're going to look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. We know, I'm going to start with 16. This is where Pastor Hector finished off of, but I want this to come in to verse 17. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Ain't that amazing? I don't know if any of you have laid down your life for anybody yet, but he reminds us. John is just hammering the believer, man, to remind them what Jesus done for them, consistently reminding them. This is what he's done. He laid down his life for you. For you can have a burden for people to lay your life down for them. So he reminds us. But then he gets into this Bible verse. Listen to this. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Verse 18, little children, let us not love with what? Word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. We'll look at 19 and we'll stop right there. Let's go to 19, please, in the back. We will know by this that we are of the truth. And we'll assure our heart before him. So in the back, let's go back to 17 and stay there, please. Back to 17. Okay, listen to this. I'm going to read it again. But whoever has world goods and sees his brother in what? Need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? So we're going to stop right there. We're going to look at this word. First, I want to look at need. And I've been talking to some people that are close to me about this Bible verse. You know what this Bible verse does not say? His brother in what he wants. Because there's a difference here. Because I don't want you to leave here and go, man, Pastor, you mean that everybody I see, I got to give. No, because a lot of people just want. They just want stuff. And that's not a need. So I'm going to just, you know, what are some needs? Right? Food? Is food a need? Right? Some of you are hungry right now waiting for me to just quit preaching. Some of you are just hungry. I hope you're hungry for the word of God, though. Amen. Food, clothing is a need. A home, a roof over your home is a need. Even a car, transportation. Let me use transportation. Transportation is a need. Health, very important, right? Health is a need. A job. Job is a need. Even money. Money's a good need. I'll pay your bills, right? It's a need. So we got to look at that. If you see your brother in need, but here it is. What is a want? A want is something you wish to have. I want a lot of stuff too, but it's not a need. I don't, here it is. I got a car, I don't need a better one, right? See what I'm saying? I got a pretty nice house, I don't need a bigger one. It's not saying you can't have one, but here what happens if we don't understand this verse, we'll get burnt out trying to give to everybody and not give them Jesus. See, that's why I don't want you to miss the mark. We'll get so burnt out trying to give and never teach anybody anything to work or do anything that we'll burn ourselves out. So he says right here, but whoever has worldly goods, and he's saying, hey, I'm not saying you can't have them. What's worldly goods? He did use money, finances, good job, houses. He's saying, because them are things that perish, right? So he says worldly goods, and see his brother in a need. So let's make that clear, a need, and closes his heart against him. How does the love of God abide in him? Because remember what I said, John is doing two things with us. He's teaching us something and he's testing us. That's all he's doing. So if throughout your whole week, and I'm not saying here, this ain't saying to go up to every single person that's begging for money, homeless person, no, but he is saying this. In some of these places where you're walking with God, you'll know if the love of God abides in you when you have a burden for people. It just happens. You don't just, here it is, you can't, not just making it happen, it just happens. Because you know why? Because what's the Bible say? Because you're abiding in Christ. And when you abide in Christ, the love of God abides in you, and you just can't help it. Like me, I was in a situation, I was in Starbucks, minding my business, having my cup of coffee this week, eating a bagel, and I seen something was wrong with her. She turned around and she's crying. I'm still trying to mind my business, but I just couldn't. That was a need. So I went over there, gave her some tissue, asked her, did she want a cup of coffee? But when I mentioned God, she went crazy on me, but it's okay. But still, that was a need. Hopefully I sowed a seed, right? But see, do you understand that? Because I don't want you to just leave here and just go out and just give everything you got. Because remember, the number one most important need people need is Jesus. Number one most. But at the same time, he does make it clear here. He's making it clear. If you see a brother in need, does your heart have any love for that person? That's a question you need to ask yourself here today. Throughout your whole week, did God put anybody in your heart? Did you walk by somebody? Did you hear about somebody? And maybe here it is. Maybe you don't have nothing to give, but I tell you what you do got to give. You can give them a word of hope, and give them a word of encouragement. Maybe you can direct them in the right direction. So now I'm going to look at another Bible verse that ties right into this. Let's look at Luke 10, verses 30 through 34. Listen to this. Jesus replied and said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down on that road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But listen to this. Next verse, please. Next verse, 34. And listen to this, 34. And came to him and bent. They kind of jumped ahead of me. It's talking about a Samaritan. The Samaritan man walked by, and guess what he did? He did not neglect that man. The Bible says that Samaritan, you know what he did? He went back, and he picked him up, and he bandaged him, and he took care of that man. You see what Jesus was doing? He was showing that those other two men, they were very religious. He said there was a priest and there was another man, but guess what? That one man had a burden for that man. Then we go to, let's look at Matthew 25. We're going to go to Matthew 25. Listen to this. Then the king will say to those on his right, listen to me. This verse is going to clear it up to all of us. Why? We need to have a heart for Jesus. Two, 3 weeks ago, I was up here speaking, and I brought three men up here, right? And one of them was my friend Shane. He's one of my running coaches. This past week, he called me and he goes, man, keep me in prayer. I have major heart pain. I feel like my chest won't give. I go, what? I go, where you at? He goes, I'm in the hospital. They're doing tests, okay? So he's still in the hospital. And he called me. He goes, he had a 95% artery stoppage going to his heart. I'm like, oh, man. So they ended up putting a stent and opening up that artery. But that spoke to me. A lot of us still today, we need that stent in our own heart. We need Jesus to clean some stuff up. But let me tell you right now, if we don't abide in him, we'll walk right by that same person hurting. We'll do the same thing. That's why John, why do you think John would consistently come in here? It'd be like John coming in here every Sunday and say, excuse me, guys, today's chapter, are you abiding? The following Sunday, are you guys abiding? Are you abiding in him? Because if you are abiding in Christ, I can guarantee you none of us would walk by somebody hurting that bad and ignore that person. So listen to this. Here's our motivation. I like this chapter. I've read it many times. Here should be our motivation why we should want God to give us that spiritual stint in our heart. Why we should want God to leave here and be a vessel for him. Listen to this. Then the king will say to those on his right, come. You who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Next verse, please. For I was what? Hungry. So here's some needs now. It's going to talk a little bit about some needs. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Next verse, please. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous, listen to this. I like what it says. And then the righteous will answer to him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? Listen to what he says. And when Did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? The king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even to the least of them, you did it to me. God help us. That should be every believer's motivation. When you do it unto who, it doesn't matter who it is. Guess what? You've done it to Jesus. When you fed somebody, guess what? You're feeding. So tomorrow in your prayer, say, so Lord Jesus, help me to see how you see, Lord. Help me to have a heart for hurting broken people, because God, you just motivated me. So when I do it to them, I'm doing it unto you. But if we don't abide, guess what? We don't care who we do it unto. And so he goes on to say to those people, they were kind of confused. They were like, hey man, you've changed our heart. We've been born again. We've been serving you. You've given us a heart for that. And he goes, you know what? When you've done it to all, when you fed that person, when you gave that first person something to drink, when you covered that person with clothes, when you went and visited that person, you've done it to me. What? Imagine this, leaving here, all of us just going into a place of prayer, asking God, 2023 is coming, Lord. You must have plans for me because I'm still here, right? So you know what, God, I'm going to commit and I'm going to dedicate my whole life to you. These are, for now on, God, these are your hands. These are your feet. This is your heart. This is your voice. These are your eyes and these are your ears, God. 2023 is coming, Lord. I'm going to be consistent for kingdom things. And I'm going to be an example for touching people for Jesus. Because see, you know what happened to me when I heard about that young man killing himself? The first thing that came to my mind is always, was he born again? And it doesn't say born again, people can't struggle. I didn't think of that. I just, in my heart of hearts, I said to myself, did somebody tell him about Jesus? That's it. That's the only thing that I thought of, man. And I'm watching videos. It's like I kind of get the nudish. I wanted something in me to stir up inside of Al. I kept watching videos of this guy. And I was sitting there crying like, man, Lord, don't let us miss the mark. Don't let us miss the mark, God, on hurting people. On not only hurting people, but spiritual needs that there's so many. And you know what, guys? There's some of us in here today that we're hurting, that we're broken, that God is still putting that spiritual stint inside of us, helping us to not just throw in the towel. And I encourage you, don't do that. That's easy. You know, it's so easy to quit. It's easy, right? Some of it, you know how easy that is? But let me tell you, when you are working hard for something, when you're staying consistent for something, when you're disciplining yourself in something, and you start seeing spiritual results in your life, I'm going to tell you right now, you start praising God even more. You start wanting to give even more. You start wanting to do more things for the kingdom of God than you ever did. I've been seeing a lot of people post this book. It's called Comfort Crisis. I love the title of it. I see a lot of athletes posting it. So I started reading some of it online. And you know what? You know where he got the title from? Comfort Crisis. It's like saying, we have a pandemic and it's called comfort. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that'll preach right there. You know what I'm saying? That we have a pandemic called comfort. Did you know that God, when you fully commit your life to Jesus, he's going to put stuff inside of you. Guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to take some risk. If you keep doing the same thing every single day, expecting different results, what does Einstein say? He said, that's insanity. You're not going to get them. But Pastor Al, you don't understand. I keep doing this. Are you sure you keep doing it? I said that not too long ago. I said it last time I preached. When was the last time really salty tears just was on this Bible saying, God, I will not put this down, God, until you speak to me, Lord. I will not stop praying either for somebody or myself, God, until you do something great in my life, because I believe in everything you say. And he will do that for you in your life, I promise you. When you stay consistent for spiritual things in your life. So let me jump back into this chapter. Jump back right back into this chapter. So listen to this. Then he will also say to those on his left, depart from me, accursed ones. Let's go back. They keep jumping ahead of me. Let's go back to the last verse we're on. The king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, that to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. Let's go to the next verse, please, 41. Okay. Then he will also say to those on his left, listen to this, depart from me, accused ones, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for you and the devil and his angels. Next verse, please. For I, listen to this, same thing. He's saying the exact same thing. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. Next verse. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in, naked and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they themselves also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison or did not take care of you? Next verse, please. Then he will answer to them, truly, truly, I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of them, the least of these, you did not do it to me. You know what that was? That was a group of people that has not been abiding in Jesus. He's not looking, let me make this clear, because I never want you to leave here discouraged. I want you to always leave here encouraged, and in the back, I apologize because they didn't jump on me. I never want you discouraged. I want you encouraged. Because God knows, right? Some of you right now, you're in a dark place. Some of you are, and some of you are not. Some of you are on the mountaintop with your walk with God. But those that are in the valley, stay connected to Jesus. Some of you right now, you haven't heard God in a long time. You've been abiding. You've been consistent. I just encourage you, don't throw in the towel. It's the easiest thing to do when you're walking with God is just throw in the towel and say, you know what? I'll go in a whole different direction. Have you ever thought maybe God's just plucking you and building you and molding you and trying to make you who he called you to be? You ever thought about that? You ever thought of just, you know what, just if you are abiding in him and you're not in a place where you want to be, have you ever just thought that God is just molding you to greatness and purpose? Because I believe he is. And listen to this. Let's go to Matthew 6. This is going to clear really up for us believers. Matthew 6, 26 through 34. Very familiar chapter. Listen to this. Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet, listen to this, this is amazing. Your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they are? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. Next verse, please. Do not worry. Then saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. I love this verse. If we can just get a hold of this verse right here. But seek what? First his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Amen. So you know what? So that tells me something. In John, when he's talking about when you see somebody in need, most likely he could be talking, and don't get me wrong, some of us unbelievers, we're in some need, we need some, but a lot of that is people that are not born again. Because he's talking to a believer right here. He's saying, listen, do I not take care of the birds and the grass and everything? Ain't you more valuable than that? He's telling us that. And he's telling us, here it is, there's a difference between being worried and being concerned. You can be concerned, but he really gets us to a point to say, hey, do not worry about nothing. Who was the last time you worried? Did it fix anything? The last time you were worried and stressed out about something? Don't you notice it don't never fix anything when you worry? But here it is. Here's the catcher. He didn't stop there. He said, but first you got to seek his kingdom. Then all of his righteousness, then all the stuff and whatever else is needed in your life, he will provide. But you got to seek first his kingdom. You got to seek first his kingdom. I'm going to read you guys a story that I heard, and it really, really touched me. Listen to this. The Navy SEALs are one of the highest performing organizations on the planet. And a former Navy SEAL was asked, who makes it through BUDS? Who makes it through the selection process to become a Navy SEAL, he asked. Listen to what he said. This is very interesting. He said, I can't tell you who gets through, who makes it, but I can tell you the kind of people who don't make it. I like this. He said, the star college athlete that never have been really tested to the core or their being, none of them make it through. I like this one right here. He said, the preening leaders who like to delegate everything, none of them make it through, he said. He said, the big tough guy that comes in with huge muscles covered in tattoos and want to prove everyone how tough they are, none of them make it through. He said, some of the guys that make it through, listen to this, are skinny, scrawny, he said. Some of the guys who make it through, you will see them shivering out of fear. He said this, listen to this, but he said, every single one of them who makes it through, when they're emotionally exhausted, see, let me stop right there. A lot of us right now, we're emotionally exhausted. You might be in the best place walking with God right now. I'm telling you right now, when you're just, I love this. He said, when they're emotionally exhausted, when they're physically exhausted, some of you right now might be so physically exhausted, you can't even get on your knees and pray no more. But listen to this. This is a preach right here. And then he goes, some way, somehow, they are able to dig down deep inside themselves to find the energy to help the person next to them. Them are the people that became the Navy SEALs. Them are the people that did, no matter what was taking place, they didn't throw in the towel. And see us, some of us here today, if we can get a hold of this, I don't care what you are going through right now. We can be the people that fulfill the needs. There's so many needs. If we can get a hold of this, let me read that last part again. Here's the only thing that see, I don't know if you guys notice. They tell those people, that athlete, that bodybuilder, they tell all of them, all you got to do is take off your hat and ring the bell. Ain't that right, Dave? They won't ask you one question. You're done. You're not a Navy SEAL. And you walk off. But there was another group of people. I like what it said. He said, but every single one of them who makes it through were emotionally exhausted. Most of us that came to Christ for what? We're emotionally exhausted. We're spiritually exhausted. Physically exhausted. Somehow, some of you right now has been in the valley and you're out of that valley because you know why? You never gave up. You never threw in the towel. And I love what he says. He goes, but somehow they were able to dig down deep inside. So that, let that speak to you. Somehow, some way, when you're praying and you're seeking God and you're so empty, you got to allow God to dig deep with inside of you and understand, you know what, God, I might be going through hell, but I'm not going to stop here, God, because you know why, God, you need me. People need Jesus. People need hope. People need love. People need grace. People need you. People need the gospel. People need eternity. We are need givers. And he says to us, clear you, if you see somebody in need, people need Jesus. We need Jesus. Give God some praise in this place. Amen. We need Jesus. So next time you're going through the valley, or you're in that valley, remind yourself there's people out there that don't know Jesus. Imagine you're going through a valley knowing Jesus. Imagine the people that don't know God. All of you were the ones that one day, I don't know where you were at when you gave your life to Jesus. It was your choice to say, I do, right? It was your choice to make a decision to follow every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It was your choice. And with your choice comes a responsibility. But let me tell you, it's the most rewarding responsibility and decision you'll ever make in your life is Jesus Christ. The only one. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care if you ain't got a penny to your name. I don't care if you're in the most manic depression, you got a physical, something wrong. I'm telling you, God can still use you. Don't throw in the towel. Let's be those Navy SEALs for Jesus come 2023. Amen. Let's be those elite men and women of God for Jesus. Let's be hope givers everywhere we go. And here it is. And let's never be ashamed of the gospel. That's what changes lives. I remember one time I played this pity game. I played a pity game when I first got born again. And I lived over here. It's off of McDonald Way over there by Southwest area. And I remember I started going to a church over there by West High School, and I would count every church. And I go, man, I counted like 60-something churches. Nobody knows Jesus, I guess. Nobody ever told me about Jesus. So I kind of played that blame game. You know, sometimes we just play the blame game. And I remember I go and tell my old pastor, I go, man, is there a reason why you think I counted 60-something churches before I got here and nobody ever told me about Jesus? But you know what? It wasn't about that. It was about I knew Jesus now. I knew the truth. Amen. I knew what God can do in my life. Do no more blame game. If God puts a burden in your heart, let me tell you, go and do it. If God puts somebody in your heart, make it happen somehow, some way. If God puts something in you, you don't have to come up to me and say, Pastor, you know what you need to do? No, God probably put it in your heart and you need to do it. And I'll back you and I'll pray for you. Amen? It's game time for 2023. I know you can do it. Surround yourself with great people. Surround yourself with people that believe in you. Surround yourself around people that would do great things for you. I wish my friend Ray was here. I was telling my son-in-law again, because depression came up about that guy. And he probably, in the long run, you'll probably hear that he was struggling with depression. And I told my son-in-law, I had one friend of my friend named Ray Saldana that never threw in the towel for me when everybody else did. I didn't need a whole group of people. I didn't need to reach out. I had one person that believed in me and knew if I can get a hold of God, God would change my life. So I'm speaking to somebody here today that might not know Jesus. Everybody on their feet. We're going to pray. Get your guys' music, whatever you play, because we ain't playing games. We're serious about the kingdom of God. Amen? I hope. I was supposed to do 4 more verses, but if we can get a hold of that we need Jesus, and when we get Jesus, God puts us in a place that we can fulfill other people's needs. Amen. That we can give hope. That we can give peace and joy and love. That we're able to walk up to somebody if God puts them in our heart and say, hey, I just want to let you know God loves you. Jesus is real. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no other way. But at the same time, he loves you. So right now, if there's anybody in this place that you do not know Jesus, or maybe you thought you knew Jesus and you just heard some of these verses and you go, but I want to know that Jesus, right where you're at, I want you to raise your hand and say, Pastor Al, I don't care who's watching, I'm giving my life completely to Jesus Christ today. Anybody in here? Because we don't want nobody in. There's a couple of hands back there. Anybody else? Just raise your hand. We got a packet for you. We're going to pray for you. And let me tell you right now, when you put your hand up, there's angels in heaven rejoicing for you. Can we go rejoice too? Amen. And please, remember, because you might not see me back up here to maybe next year if it's God's will. I don't know. So I encourage you. 2023 is coming. The Bible says the blind follows the blind. You know what that means? If you're out there just hoping things work out, good luck. The Bible talks about having a plan. That God has a plan for you. He has a purpose for your life. See, I used to live my life and just see what God does. No, God's waiting to see what I do. You can't just live your life. You can't just go into 23, just see what happens. No. I don't know if you guys remember, I put that bullseye up there, right? It's like if I invited all you guys, we had a big old bullseye and I invited you to my house, but I didn't, and to play darts, and I didn't have that bullseye. And I say, hey guys, let's play darts. And you'd be like, where's the bullseye? And just throw them wherever you want. That should not be your life with God. But at the same time, God can change that. You should come into 23 with a plan. Say, you know what, God, but you can change my plan. But I'm coming in with a plan. I'm coming in, number one, being consistent with your Bible, God, being consistent in prayer, God, being consistent in my giving, God, being consistent to asking you, Lord, help me to fulfill needs that are broken people out there. Amen? Let's bow our heads and pray. God, everybody repeat after me for those that raise your hand. Heavenly Father, I receive your son Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins, and I ask your Holy Spirit to come into my life, to be my Savior. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. This year's gone. God, I pray right now, God, I believe in your Holy Spirit right now, today, can supernaturally take over right now. And heal bodies, heal minds, heal hearts, and break the bondages and strongholds of addiction today. If the people in here want that, God. It's up to you, God. You're waiting for us. God, we don't call on revival. God, you're the one that brings revival. So God, I pray in the name that is above every name, Lord, that you revive us, God. That you revive us in our evangelism, God. That you revive us in our giving, God. That you revive us in being hope givers and fulfilling needs for the body of Christ, God. So I pray right now that as we walk out of here, God, we walk out of here with your Holy Spirit ready to do great things for your kingdom. So guys, give God the biggest praise and hand clap in here. Amen. Amen. Love you guys. God bless you. Go out there and do the work of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We pray that this message has ministered to your heart. If you don't already have a church you call home, we invite you to join us at Valley Bible Fellowship for worship, Bible study, fellowship, and more. We're at 2300 East Brundage Lane in Bakersfield, California, near Mount Vernon and Freeway 58. Reach us by phone at 661-325-2251 or visit our website at vbf.org. Here is our King. Here is our